The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at hearustalk.com/whoishe.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Thank you. Thank you. I can't say it enough. Thank you for tuning in. You guys are the goddamn tits. Thanks for tuning in. DJNewStyleShow.com is the official website of this, whatever you want to call it. Feel free to go there and listen to what you just listened to. Or you know what? Maybe you point a goddamn friend there. Maybe you have an associate or somebody you know. You tell them, hey, check this shit out. Honestly, it's better than listening to your fucking family tell you things that you just can't fucking be bothered listening to. And you might become acquainted with my friend and yours, a bald man who's with us, as always, Frank the Germ. Frank, how you doing, bud?
Hey, what's up? How's everything going?
Everything's going okay, except you might be a little low there, bud.
A little low?
Yeah, you're good. Now you're good. What's going on, Frank?
Not too much. You know, had a difficult week, I would say.
Well, yeah, I kind of alluded to that last week. Although I made it quite clear that it's not my place to speak. I made that quite clear. I didn't say exactly what's going on, but you had a bit of, a family situation, an emergency, maybe.
You know what? It was a family thing. It was my dog of 13 years, Sophie, has passed away, and I'm was deeply affected by it, as was my entire family. I think Monday night, she started becoming very non-responsive, and she kept walking around in a circle, like, you know, when puppies chase their tails in a circle.
Yeah.
She kept walking around in a circle, walking around in a circle. She lost all her faculties. Long story short, she had a stroke. We waited a day or so. They gave her some steroids to see if her brain swelling would go down. The thing with the stroke was with the dogs is, you know, once they, you know, lose, you know, they don't necessarily die from a stroke because all her vitals and everything were good. Her heart and everything was good. But she was essentially just like a walking zombie because she was brain damaged. She went totally blind. She couldn't control her faculties, like I said. And it was an awful thing we had to do. We had to, we felt it was best to put her down. And it was probably one of the worst days of my life.
So you made the responsible decision of letting the animal, you ended her pain. You put her down. You didn't just ride it out like some other people would. Because, you know, I gotta say, there's probably a lot of people out there that would see their dog like this and be like, well, I can't bring myself to do it. I can't bring myself to do it. And they think about how difficult it's going to be for them before they even think about how difficult it is that the dog can't fucking see anymore. You know?
Right.
The dog just turns in circles and, you know, can't control, you know, anything that it's doing.
And what I found out was that, you know, I did a search and you know, walking in circles was a sign of a stroke and you know, all the symptoms of a stroke is what she had.
Oh, so you kind of knew going in that that's what had happened.
Yeah. And so, you know,
as an aside, if you're going to look up symptoms on the internet, make sure it's for a pet and not you, because you could just drive yourself fucking nuts. And there's the chance that when you take the dog in, that maybe it's not that. That's the only situation you should look up symptoms or anything. Never look it up for yourself. But you went in for the symptoms for your dog. You found out that your kind of worst fears or worst assumptions were actually true.
And the vet, you know, confirmed everything I surmised. And, you know, like I said, we waited 24 hours and, you know, nothing happened. And, she wasn't Sophie anymore. She was just a shell. She was just walking around aimlessly. She was totally blind. And it's awful because that morning she was just her spunky little self, we made a decision to put her down, and I went with her. You know, my wife was too distraught, so you know she couldn't go in with me to the room. I wanted to be there for everything, and it's probably one of the worst experiences of my life is essentially, you know, bringing my dog to its death.
Well. You know, I have to say, Frank, that I know how difficult that probably was for you. But, I mean, at least it gave you some closure, right?
You know what? That's pushing. That music's pushing it, dude. Come on. Wait,
I'm just trying to set the mood. I don't know.
Should I get something else? How's about no music? This isn't about music.
Hold on. Sorry. This is a very sad moment when we were talking about your dog. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. Here, I got something else. There we go. Let's take it back to the streets, motherfucker. DMX, get at me, dog.
You know what?
It's kind of appropriate.
I'm gonna end this conversation right now.
What?
I.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This isn't. What is your problem?
I'm just fucking around. I'm trying to lighten the mood a little bit.
You're not lightening it. I told you I didn't want to joke about this. I'm being very serious.
Am I joking about your dog?
You're playing background music that's just not apropos at the moment.
Okay, well, maybe this one. I don't know. Maybe this will work out. You like this one. This is a good one. I'm just trying to, you know, you're in a sad place. This will get you out. All right, look, I can tell I'm fucking pissing you off. I'll stop, Frank. I'm sorry. I humbly apologize. I hope you. I hope you accept that.
This morning we texted each other. I says, listen, you asked if I was doing the show. I said, yeah. I says, I don't want any mocking or any jokes about my dog. And you said, no problem. And you're doing it. It's really bothering me.
Am I really? Okay. I didn't think that I was mocking the death of your dog. I didn't think I was.
It's very fresh, dude.
Fresh?
It's very raw.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I know. I understand. I understand that it's raw. I mean, legitimately, I wanted some somber music in the background.
I know, but, you know, playing Sarah McLachlan.
It's kind of like, you know, that's what you think of.
Yeah,
now.
But that's a cliche. Overplayed song that they play.
What about DMX? That wasn't. They don't play that in those commercials.
I don't want any background music.
Okay, no background music.
If you want me to tell the story, I'll tell the story. But I don't want any background music.
I had one. Can I just let you know what else I was planning on playing? And you can tell me if this is inappropriate or not. I figured that, you know, talking about your dog, you might want to just actually. From the depths of the sea, I don't know. Maybe have another dog tell his story. Okay, I'm sorry. Fuck that. I'm sorry. Fuck that. That's you know, I wasn't going to play it. All right, Frank. It's done. No background music whatsoever.
All right. Well, we'll end the story here. I don't know what else to say. You know, it's I'm
Frank,
trying to,
I gotta
I'm trying
say,
to be serious here. You know, not everything can be a joke. I'm trying to be serious.
Well, if you notice,
I had a member of my family died.
And you know what? I'll completely grant that to you. I'm not one of those people that is like, it's a fucking dog. Get over it. Buy a new one. You could get the same dog. I'm not even saying that. I'm totally with you on the fact that it's a family member. You've had the dog for 13 years.
13 years. It was a puppy. I remember, you know.
If you have a wooden spoon for 13 years and you break it, you're going to fucking be upset.
Right.
You know?
So I'm telling you, it was, you know, I after this happened, I listed probably some of the most traumatic events of my life, you know, the heartbreaking. And this is probably top four of worst things that has happened to me in my life. You know, just sitting there, she gets the sedative, and then they give her this Jesus overdose Christ. Of some anesthesia or something, and she leaves us. And I'm very distraught over it and heartbroken, and I sobbed like a baby inside that veterinary's office.
I can't say anything to you because I sobbed like a fucking baby watching crooked-ass nose Owen Wilson talk to fucking Marley in that Marley and Me movie. I sobbed. You were a good dog. I just fucking sobbed. And I mean, and this isn't, this might be, I don't mean this in poor taste, but at least you knew it wasn't your dog anymore, you know? Like, that wasn't your dog.
I suppose so.
Oh,
but...
and hold on. I'm sorry. Ed McGrath is calling me a fag because I have actual emotions. Hey, Ed, I'm really sorry. Maybe the next time I'll cry, it's... No, I can't fucking do it. See, I wanted to be really mean. I just went for the... I was going to jump for the goddamn jugular. God, I was going to say maybe the next... I could experience your tears if I get shit on my dick and have bad test results. Jesus Christ. So, your dog wasn't Sophie anymore.
Sophie's no more. So she passed away, and... There's so many emotions going on right now because I have,
and this is top four. This is a top four level depressed,
right?
Depressing
and
thing.
I've known you, Ken, probably for what, 3 or 4 years, and I know what the top three worst events of your life are. I know what they are.
Thank you.
The most saddest events of your life. I know what the top three are.
Sure.
And I have top four.
Three.
You have three. I know what the top three are.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I guess so.
Okay.
Huh?
I know.
Well, I know your top five. This is number four, right? Sophie's number four.
Yeah.
And for number five, it's a tie between hair loss and the advent of drippy cock.
That is true.
Jesus.
Anyway, Christ. So you know, and this is so this is what happened. So. You know, what do you...
This is, and I want to let everybody know, if you're listening to this, Frank is a jovial individual. He kind of, he'll occasionally delve into, like, the sad clown role. He doesn't like to express sadness like this. This is something he's doing to, like, free it, to get it off his chest. You're
right.
Trying to clear your head.
I'm trying to...
You've had a shit week.
Right.
You know?
So this is what we did. You know, I didn't know. You know, when they put them down at the vet, they say, "Do you want to cremate it?" Blah blah blah. And I always had this fear. I didn't want my dog to be cremated with a bunch of other dogs, stray animals, or whatever.
Just throw
in some kind of incinerator and burned up. Okay,
and that's what they do, right? They just take every animal that they get, right, and throw it in.
I have no idea.
Goddamn hockey bag and put it in a fucking barbecue, right?
So I found a place. I will not name it because I don't want anything happening.
You don't. Hold on. You don't want anything happening. As if we have someone who's going to go and what? Sully the ashes of somebody's fucking beloved spot.
Right. So
someone's going to go there and fuck up
this
a
place
dog.
Up, and this place, it does both humans and animals. It's a legitimate place. I did a lot of research. Blah 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 blah.
Hold on. They do humans and animals. I guess
yes.
You'd have to do both, right? I mean, you're not always. You're not always getting a human. Like, yeah, I'll take a fucking Pomeranian. Bring him
okay.
in.
So let me just finish. So we decided to have Sophie cremated.
Yeah.
And she was by herself, and I was able to watch the cremation occur.
Did you do that?
I did not. I couldn't hold my... But he invited me to do it. He says, you're more than welcome to be present at every step of the way.
I was going to say, I mean, that's rough.
I couldn't do it.
Like,
He actually came to the veterinary's office from North Jersey to pick Sophie's body up and bring her to the facility. I couldn't even bring her to the facility.
Now, what kind of vehicle was he driving when he picked her up?
I don't know. It was just a regular Ford sedan.
just like a car, like a car that he would have it bring his kids to a basketball
right.
game in.
Right. It wasn't like a where commercial
he,
vehicle.
Where did he put her?
He put her in the back seat.
Jesus Christ!
But she's in a. They wrapped her up in a.
Garbage bag. Oh, come on! 2 for 2. They put her in some kind of casing, and they just put it in this guy. But you know what? You can't fault the guy. He came a long way to pick that goddamn dog up.
They wrapped her up in a bag of some sorts, in some surgical thing, and they put her in a makeshift cardboard coffin. And I said to the guy, and I didn't see them put her in the coffin.
What exactly is a makeshift coffin? Isn't it just like a...
It's sort of like one of those...
It's just a fucking filing box. Are you calling it a coffin just to dignify it
a little
more?
No, they called it a coffin, and it was shaped like a coffin and had that...
It's the shit you take to Iron Mountain shape. To dispose of stuff. I got to get rid of these tax forms. They're from 93.
So let me just finish.
Sure. Oh, sorry.
I said to the guy, listen, I didn't see them put her in there. I would like to have one last look. So he actually.
Oh, no, you didn't.
He opened the box up, opened the surgical material, and opened the garbage bag. And I saw Sophie. No.
Can I ask you something? I don't want to be cruel here, but I'm a visual person, Frank. What did it look like?
It was just like her sleeping, you know.
Did you see the whole thing though? Like every or just like a patch?
Just her face.
Oh Jesus Christ! I don't know. Are you? You are like a kind of skeptic, right? Because I mean, you even mentioned on the show that when your father had passed, you had to examine a little bit.
Well, I did that with Sophie as well.
No, you didn't. You explain because you
pulled, once, after Sophie
explain,
well,
explain
when my father
your,
passed yeah. away, I opened his eyes up because I wanted to see what his eyes, what a dead person's eyes looked like, and it was just like a cloud. It was just like there was a cloud over his eyes.
Was it a similar thing for Sophie?
Well, no, because Sophie had just died that like 30 seconds before
no,
that.
No preparation or anything like
well,
that.
Well, what
too,
I did was
know?
I pinched her really, really, really. I pinched her skin really, really, really hard because I wanted to make sure she was actually dead.
Okay.
I pinched her skin really hard
and
to
what,
make sure.
What if there was a movement? What would you have done?
Then I would have called the vet and says there's a problem here.
You have to redo it.
No, if she was still alive, I said to myself, if I pinch her and she's still alive, then she wasn't meant to die, and I will take her as she is.
Wow, that's actually a noble thing. And were you half hoping that she wouldn't move? Because honestly, think about how terrible that would be. You went there to get her out of her misery. They did everything they would do to put a dog to sleep, and let's say she survived. She survived all that. Now she has to live because that's how... She's meant to be, is what you're saying.
Right. So,
Jesus.
So we had her cremated, and after the whole cremation thing, I felt awful for doing it. I shouldn't have done it. I should have had her buried or put in a crypt of some sort.
So you feel bad that
I
you
feel
got her cremated?
Awful that I feel sickened to my stomach that I got her cremated.
I went on
YouTube and I watched a cremation.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's
Christ.
Awful because they just, they'll like, they burn you till you're just bones, and then they'll just take a, like a stick and just crush your skull and just sweep you up. And it's just I'm sick to my – I should have let her decay on her own.
Well,
I'm sick to my stomach for what I did.
So did you collect the ashes?
I haven't had the mentality yet to pick them up.
Now, you know this place does humans and dogs.
Right.
An ash is a very small thing.
It's 1 cubic inch for every
– But like I'm saying like one speck of ash is a very small thing.
Oh, that's true.
It's got to be tough to get everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking that when you're getting your ashes...
And they burn her
you're
in
getting,
the box.
You're getting probably 99.7% of what was there from the animal, right?
Right?
I mean,
but
the ashes from that one animal. But then there's probably a little residual ash from someone's Uncle Wally.
But not only that, but when they burn you in your coffin. So you're actually getting,
no, you're getting
ashes
you're,
from the coffin,
you're getting bogus
too.
Ashes.
Well, that's like what that for humans, too. They don't put humans... Otherwise, the everything will stick to the... To the bottom there.
Yeah, you got to use like a cookie sheet type thing.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And
so you're probably going to get some. Oh, so they ensure that the ashes are going to be contained. You're not going to get someone else's
right
fucking grandfather or something.
All right, and the worst part of
this. So you're upset that you had her cremated.
Yes.
You think that's very bad.
I think it was cruel to do that.
So you have remorse for that.
I have remorse. I have cremation remorse.
Why?
Because.
And you're saying it's cruel. You're saying it's barbaric. Cruel.
It's barbaric to have a human body burned to a crisp.
Yes, but good thing that Sophie's not a fucking human.
Whatever, you know what I'm talking about. It's barbaric to have a living organism, a living
she's
thing.
She's not living. She's not living and she's not human.
It's barbaric to have the body of a once living organism to be burned to a crisp. She should, yeah. You know, when you put somebody in a coffin and you bury them or put them in a crypt,
yeah.
you always think that they're just look the way they did when they put them in there. You don't think that they're going to actually decompose. Like my father died 10 years ago.
Sure.
Do you think he's totally decomposed by now?
You want me to answer that?
Yes, absolutely.
I got to say, I think that there's 10 years. There's going to be something there. But it's you know what the problem is with the burial? They put you there in your best suit. So now you're just a suit with like remnants in it. And like the suit probably looks fucking great. But everything around it is just fucking going. So there's probably like a... Shit, I feel rotten saying this. I mean, maybe enough time has passed that you can hear this, but I'm thinking that there's no flesh. I don't think there's any flesh there. I'm thinking that it might just be bone by now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not an expert. This is on my own fucking guessing. I've never actually, robbed a grave enough to be like, oh, well, 10 years, there's still some mines.
And you know what I did? I looked up body decomposition. And, you know, obviously when it's out in the elements, it's going to decompose, 1,000 times quicker. But if it's entombed in a coffin where, bugs and stuff can't get into and it's sealed off, I'm just wondering how long it would take.
It's not airtight. It's not like your dad was fucking
it's close to airtight.
Vladimir Lenin. It's not.
Because, bugs and stuff can't really won't be able to get into it. But my father, he's not buried, actually. He's in one of those mausoleums.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm skeptical of those burials anyway. You know they have to fucking flood. You know, like the in the ground. You know that groundwater has to get in them. It's only cement. It's not like there's some kind of lead vault that you're putting them in. But the thing above ground, yeah, he's probably in better shape than someone that I've lost, But as far as, feeling bad for burning your dog, I don't think you should. I mean, let's say you didn't have the dog cremated. What do you do then? You just put her in a JanSport book bag and find her fucking spot?
She said to me, do you want it to take the body or do you want to keep it, have it buried? I said, what do you mean take it? This is, well, if you want to bury it. I says, well, isn't that, some people like to bury it in their backyard. I says, isn't that illegal to bury an animal on your property? Like, they go, it is, but it's not enforced and we won't tell on you. So, obviously, I didn't opt to do that because what if we move and blah, blah, blah. So,
whoa. What if we move? What does that matter?
Well, then I'm going to have Sophie's remains in a backyard where I'm not living.
Yeah, see, that's the other thing. I think it's better that you had her cremated because, when you just bury something, it's eventually going to be found when someone wants to put a fucking garden in. And they won't find a whole dog. It's not like your dog was a fucking saint. And it's not going to decompose. Yeah. I'm like, it's actually a saint. They're going to find, a little fucking toe bone. Some little obscure piece when they're trying to grow nice tomatoes. It probably will grow nice tomatoes, though.
Now, this is the worst part of it all. As you know, I have two dogs, Sophie and Marvin, and they grew up together as puppies. And the worst part of this is that the sadness and heartache on Marvin, how it's affecting Marvin. That's the worst of it. Because whenever you see Marvin, you're just reminded of Sophie. If we didn't have another dog, it's out of sight, out of mind. But with Marvin still in the picture, it just breaks your heart because he's looking for her 24/7.
He's just constantly searching.
He's searching for her.
Has he found her yet? Oh, come I'm on. Sorry, I forgot she died. So he's really sad, and you can actually see that on him.
His face.
Does he eventually stop looking?
He'll look for, you know, a couple times a day, and then he'll stop. But he'll go to where she would lie down, and you know, it's just that's the worst part of it. If we had the one dog, I think we'd get all over a little quicker. But having Marvin still around, it just breaks my heart. I was always an advocate of having. I always said to people, if you're going to have a dog, have two dogs so they can keep each other company.
I know you told it to me. I have Teddy, right. And you said you should have gotten two. You have to get two. They'll grow up together, blah, blah, blah.
But now, going through what we're going through now, maybe I'm changing. I'm going to change the way I think.
That's a little selfish, though. Because, I mean, the whole argument you had was that it's better for the dog. The dog gets to grow up with a companion, have a good life with a companion, which Marvin did, right? Marvin had another dog to fucking, you know, run around with. You know they're not going to live forever, so unless they both go at the same time, one's going to be around. But you saying, I wish I only had one, is like saying, I wish Marvin never had a playmate. Isn't that kind of what you're saying?
I guess.
You know? I don't know. I mean, Marvin's how old, too? He's 13, just like 13. Sophie was, right?
Yeah.
This might seem bad to ask you, but having gone through this, do you think it's going to be maybe a little bit easier when Marvin passes?
I probably think
And I'm it saying would passes be, you have because to, I'm trying to be nice.
You see, Sophie was much more affectionate than Marvin. Marvin does not like to be pet. He does not like to be held.
No.
So he's a little more distant, which makes it perhaps a little bit easier.
Almost a relief, you know.
There
will be a little bit of a relief, I think.
But then my wife's aunt Olga had is old now. She's 90 years old. She just bought a Maltese, a female Maltese, and we got called to say if we wanted this Maltese. And it just happened that they called like the next day after Sophie passed. And I don't know if you've ever seen Maltese, but mostly Maltese, they all look the same. You could look at a 10 Maltese and they all look the same. Their face looked the same.
Yeah, they look pretty much the same.
I wouldn't have been able to so she wanted to know if we wanted her Maltese because she's too old to take care of it. Mm. And I says no, because it would be like Sophie reincarnated and it would infuse Marvin and it wouldn't be fair to Sophie and her legacy. If it was,
I'm sorry. I like the word legacy. Her legacy,
right?
You mean like her? Don't say legacy. She didn't rule a nation.
She ruled my heart.
Oh Jesus Christ! See, this is where you put on the goddamn REM right after that.
And then so, we both long
take
story
a long
short,
sip from a warm coffee cup.
If it was a different breed of dog, I probably would have considered it. And I said to my wife, you know, I'm really thinking we should get a dog from a shelter. I don't want a puppy. I'm thinking like an adult dog, like a 4 or 5, 6 year old dog.
You're gonna make the plunge and get another dog.
No. And my wife didn't think it was a good idea. She says, Marvin's, you know, if you're gonna do it for Marvin, I don't really think he cares. Why bring a dog into this house? He's been with us since the beginning. You're going to bring another dog in. He may not take well to it, and so we decided not to. And that's how it is. That's the story.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you have three kids, and they don't know a life without this dog. And you didn't even mention them, so I guess they're taking it pretty well.
Are they over it at this point? It affected my wife and myself much more than the children.
Yeah,
I will be honest with you. The children, with the exception of Luke. They were not particularly fond of. I mean, they really didn't show much interest in the dogs.
Oh,
I guess, you know, some people are like animals and some don't. And they really didn't find it. You know, my two girls really weren't. I think maybe they petted them twice in my whole life.
Jesus. So they didn't like the dog. Okay. Well,
no, they didn't like them. They were ambivalent about it.
Sure.
You know,
they couldn't give a shit if they were there or not.
Now, I mean, when they passed, of course, they cried and this and that, but
they
got over it quite quickly, whereas myself and my wife, it feels like there's a piece of my heart. My house will always be empty without Sophie.
Well, why don't you get another dog? I don't understand.
We have a dog named Marvin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to discount Marvin. So Marvin's old. He's an old dog.
He's an old man. I mean, what is it? 7 years?
Man, he's a fucking dog.
He's 91 years old. He sleeps probably 20 hours a day. And so he should. He's had a hard life, and he should rest.
Okay. So let him rest. And then when he passes, when he dies...
We're done.
You're not going to get another dog.
No, we're done.
I bet you.
It's too heartbreaking.
I bet you will have a dog.
You know what?
I don't think you can not have a dog. I think you need a dog.
You know what? When you're... You know, the dog... No. Well, you know what? I never say never, but it doesn't look like it's in the cards.
Maybe now's your opportunity to get another Chihuahua named Coco.
I would only get a non-shedding dog.
You should get, think about this. We've talked about your other dog, Coco, extensively on the show. And we've described ad nauseum how that dog went out. You know, it really was a far cry from the treatment that Sophie got.
I was a kid then. I didn't, you know, and it wasn't my dog. It was my parents' dog and whatever.
Back then, it's a different time back then is all I'm saying. Like, people do a lot more now. I think if you went back in time, if you were able to work the wonder of time travel and explain to your parents that the people who cremate the dead also will eventually cremate dogs, I think they'll fucking... They would never believe you in a million years. But now here it is. They have dog cemeteries. They have, therapists for dogs. It's just gotten to be that we care so much for our fucking dogs. Whereas you used to let them just run around the goddamn town.
When Coco was a little boy, this is before leash laws and everything, we would just open that front door and he'd roam the neighborhood. And this is the whistle we...
We have a caller. Sorry. 316-768-4472. If you're listening live and you want to call in, the number is 316-768-4472. We're also on Skype, but let's not leave our caller waiting much longer. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a very somber and heartbroken germ freak. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ed from Maine.
Ed from Maine?
Yeah, I'm in Maine right now.
Oh, well, you're not from Maine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
What's going on, Ed?
You know what? I've had my differences with Frank over the last couple months. We don't need to get into that.
You're right.
But I do want to say one thing, Frank. I do applaud you. I thought there was no fucking way in hell. I thought you would have that dog there drooling all over itself. I thought you'd never pull the trigger like you did. So I just wanted to say I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I appreciate the condolences that you placed on my Facebook.
Yeah, I know it means everything in the world to you and animals mean nothing to me. So I don't understand it. I'm not going to try to understand it. But,
you really can't understand the idea of having a dog. Like, you don't.
No. Were you bitten
as a kid?
My neighbors had I think it was a Rottweiler. I don't even know what it was. The dog's name was fucking Nakoma. It was fucking vicious, and it scared the fucking shit out of me. So, from a very early age, I'm not frightened of, like, you know, dogs like Frank's dogs, but the bigger ones, I'm not a dog person. Hmm.
You're a pretty big dude, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of gay to be scared of dogs? I'm sorry.
I'm scared of them. I mean, if I'm walking down the street and there's a dog, I don't go fucking running. I'm just never been comfortable around them. I don't like them.
You mentioned something at the beginning of the call, and you didn't want to get into it, but I'm racking my brain here in between racking my brain about you being scared of dogs. You said that you and Frank are having differences. Like, what's the deal? Why won't we, what difference are you having?
We're both being fucking stubborn pricks is basically what it comes down to.
Frank, you're being a stubborn prick with Ed? What's going on here?
I really don't know. I mean, I considered Ed a good friend of mine. We would probably talk about five times a day. And I haven't spoken to the guy in like 2.5 months.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know why.
Now, you guys would go to diners and shit together.
Well, we would just ball bust each other, you know, a few times a day and get on each other's nerves, but it was all in fun. And I spoke with a gentleman. I called him up one evening. I asked him a couple of questions. He said he already answered too many questions the day before. I says, okay, I'll talk to you later. And that was the last I heard of him. And that was about 2.5 months ago. And I really don't know what's going on to myself. I to be honest with you.
Since we're discussing this, we might as well discuss it then. So what the deal was, and Frank left out, was you hung up on me. You had just got your Xbox, and
I wasn't. All right, I will let you finish, but I swear to God, I was not aware that I hung up on you. But continue.
Okay. It just he had asked me a bunch of questions the day before. That's fine.
Ed was kind enough to give me. Well, whatever.
Don't kiss his fucking ass now. No, you hung up on the guy.
No, whatever. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What it was is I just as soon as that phone rang that morning, I think it was a Sunday morning. Yeah, because I met him with him on Saturday. I knew right off the bat, without even a hello, it was going to be questions about it. And I just wanted to start off the conversation. I would have answered questions. I just didn't want to start off.
You wanted to start off like right with the right. Sex talk.
Well, maybe not that. I just didn't want to be bombarded with questions.
I don't feel I was bombarding. I wanted to ask you one quick question. You could be a little cranky sometimes.
No, yeah, I was. Absolutely. I fully admit that. I was a little cranky.
So I wanted to ask him a question. He says, I answered enough questions yesterday. You know, it's sort of like brushing me off like I'm a child.
A regular conversation.
Frank, when he said that, how did you feel?
I felt belittled.
So, Frank, can we reenact this? You call me. Hello.
Yeah, hey, Ed, what's up? Ed, I got a quick question.
No questions. Listen, I don't have time to answer your fucking questions, shit.
No. Oh, also, I'm remembering now, he was also very lazy. He did not take the time.
All he had to do was look
in the little booklet with the game to figure it out. It was, how do I do something with a game? All he had to do was look in the little booklet with the instructions, and he took the easy way out and figured he'd call me. I wanted him to do was I wanted
maybe
him to
I
look
also
it up
wanted
first.
To just bullshit with you.
So it seems like you both wanted the same thing. You just wanted to have a playful banter. But, yeah. Frank, you wanted an additional little nugget of info. Get your game on. You wanted to play some fucking games. You needed Ed's help. Ed just spat in your fucking face and said, not today, bitch. Not today, you fuck. You goddamn leech. That's what he said.
That's
he told me he said that. And he said, did you think that was good? And I said, yeah.
What? Repeat what you said?
He told me that. Like, after that whole conversation was done, Ed sent me a PM on Facebook. He's like, look, listen, here's what I said to Frank. I said, look, I'm not helping you with any fucking questions. What else you got? And he said, is that good enough to
He didn't say the any F word.
Well, he told me he did. Familiar. This sounds vaguely familiar. Yeah. I'm remembering something.
Ed was trying to basically commiserate with me.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm just lying. You didn't talk to me yet.
No.
Here's what it comes down to.
Wait, Ed, I want to say on the record, I swear on my father's grave, I did not know that I hung up on you. I just thought that the conversation ended and you didn't want to talk. I didn't know that I hung up on you.
No, yeah, I felt as though you hung up on me. So you know what?
What got your craw?
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, so I wasn't. That's why I felt as though you hung up on me. So
I
wasn't
that expression correctly.
It's something gets stuck in your craw.
Oh, it's stuck in your craw.
Yeah, you're not right. Good with expressions.
I try, but it doesn't work well. So
are we good? Are you guys gonna?
I don't know. I mean, like
you guys
I said,
gonna
I,
sit
I,
at a two man yeah, booth again, I'm, enjoy a nice I'm burger.
Fine. I'm all right. I think we've talked this out, and I have no problem with it. I have no problem with
Ed,
Frank.
I have a question for you. I mean, you guys are friends.
I actually take that back. I do have a problem with one thing that he did.
You have a problem with Frank?
Yeah.
Even after all this,
how could you let your fucking kids play that game? That's what I wanted to ask you for the last 2.5 months.
Why didn't you do it though? Why didn't you reach out?
Well, I mean, I was being a stubborn prick.
Ed, love is a two-way street.
I know. That's why I said I was a stubborn prick too. And I don't love him.
Ed, would you say that you have some form of love for Frank?
Uh, that's a very strong word, and that would be a very gay admission if I did.
How often, let me ask you this, how often, how many times a day do you think that Frank enters your mind?
Oh, he's, I'm still obsessed with him.
You're obsessed?
With
did you just say you're obsessed with Frank?
Yeah, he gets into your head, and you can't go a full day without thinking about him.
What? I'm trying to wrap my head around. You are actually admitting that you're obsessed with Frank.
Well, yeah, non-sexually. Let's first get that out of the way.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy, you know, fucking eating biscuits. I wouldn't say I'm obsessed with them. I probably think about having a nice Southern-style biscuit maybe once a day. I am not obsessed with biscuits. You just said you're obsessed with fucking Frank. Frank, how does it feel to have someone obsess over you?
It's flattering.
When you heard him say that, how did you feel?
Nothing. I know he didn't mean it in a sexual sense.
Did your butthole pucker? Oh, Jesus. Okay.
No, obviously he's as heterosexual as they come. So I had no worries about that.
Really? Okay. Well, that's good. You know, guys don't normally say they're obsessed with each other.
Very true.
So, okay.
Ed, let me ask you a question. Since we haven't been talking for a couple months, has that been bothering you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Be perfectly honest, I've been so fucking busy the last 2 months with work, I've had little time to think of much other things other than what's going on with work, to be honest with you. I've had other work-related... I mean, I've had a lot of work the last 2.5 months, and I've also been very frustrated with work, so that kind of takes up a lot of my thought time. So, yeah, I've had my mind on work quite a bit, and, you know, Frank has always been a great diversion for that. So, yeah, I've missed that.
Yeah. All right. So, okay, bye. Ed's not going to talk to me for fucking weeks.
Oh, shit. You didn't do that.
No, I didn't hang up on him.
Oh.
I wouldn't do that. Sorry, Ed.
That's all right.
Did you actually check to see if we were still connected?
No. No, I could hear Frank's laughter.
Yeah, you can always hear his laughter in your head every day. 7 times a day.
Unfortunately.
Well, that's good. So what...
Did you get an update? I mean, now, Ed, are we back to our old selves, our old friendship, or what? I need to know this. Okay. Easy for you to say.
What are you doing in Maine?
Well, I'm here for...
I'm sorry. I had to. Frank, I had to. I can only hear so
Ed,
much fucking...
I have no control over the phones, Ed. He did that.
I totally did it. You know what? Now every host... has hung up on you. Well, both of us. Clivian can never hang up on you because he'll never be on again. He'll never get the opportunity. I got to say...
Number 13?
Yeah, number 13.
Was that what he was? Number 14 or number
13? 13 or 4. Listen, I don't know. But he was on there. You could tell with his fucking penguin neck. Man, I got to say, Frank, we hit a milestone on our Facebook fan page. You know the one that I created after you destroyed the original one?
Yeah, what happened with that original one?
You deleted it.
Oh.
Yeah, so the new one is facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. And just a couple days ago, we broke through the 250 fan mark.
Oh, wow.
The 250 fucking milestone.
And is there some type of achievement status we get for that, or what?
I just feel good. I feel good that 250 people have
now,
done it.
Now, how many did we have prior to me deleting it?
Like 100-something.
Oh, okay. So it was a good thing I deleted it.
Why is that a good thing?
Because it gave you more fervor.
No, I mean, it would have been nice to not have to start from zero. You know, it would have been nice to have that 100 user jump-off point to get it going again, but... I'm glad you don't have your fucking claws on this one to nervously read it.
I know you didn't make me an admin for this one.
Yeah, I certainly didn't, and you'll never be. But yeah, you did actually use the word fervor correctly. Steve is amazed, but you really did, and he'll applaud you for that. But yeah, facebook.com/thedjneustyleshow. Look, we're just trying to get out there. We're trying to get more people listening.
Just trying to get the word out.
You know, I mean, Frank, you expressed to me that you don't want to just empty your soul to a couple people. You want a good showing every time you do a show. Now, granted, we get a lot of downloads, but you enjoy the live environment. What is it you exactly said to me?
I says, I'm not spilling my guts out for...
Yeah, this is what you said. You said, Ken, I am on the road now. Promote the fuck out of the show. I ain't spilling my guts out just for goat weed.
No offense, goat weed. I love you, man. I love you, buddy.
But, you know, he used you as the example of the person that comes there every week. And when I say there, I mean heroestalk.com.
I don't even think he's here this week.
Yeah, he isn't. So fuck goatweed. You wouldn't even, you know, the thing is, you wouldn't have even been spilling your guts out for goatweed.
That's true.
Until tomorrow, when it's all fucking scabbed over and no one even gives a shit. You're yawning. Why are you so tired, Frank? You have to stay energized, you know, because after the show, maybe we'll go on ICU too. You know what ICU 2 is, Frank?
I do.
Of course you goddamn do. ICU, that's ICU, the number 2.com. When you go to the website, it's ICU 2, but it's the number 2. You go there. Download it. It's free to try. Okay? These people are good enough to sponsor our show. They basically support us, and... They love what we're doing. We love what they're doing. You download the software, and you're going to be connected to a community, a tight-knit community of people that just look at each other and type things and sit on the fuck computer. Well, it's the same thing you do, but now you have someone to commiserate with, and they can pass any bullshit test you throw at them. Throw them a little shitty joke. They'll type LOL, but you'll see him just fucking stone-faced. And you'll say, hey, stone-face, maybe I don't want to add you to my fucking friends list on ICU2.com. Maybe I'm not going to do that because you're a goddamn stone-face. I'm going to go with Skater Asshole 72. Me and Skater Asshole 72 are going to be friends. Me and the Germ Freak are going to be friends on ICU2. That's ICU, the number 2.com. It's free to try. Download it. Put it on your goddamn Windows PC. They do a lot of shit. They make a lot of things. ICU 2. Frank, name a place in the world. Anywhere in the world.
Trenton.
You could have made it sound a little more impressive than Trenton, New Jersey, to be perfectly honest. But now name another place.
Bangkok.
Trenton and Bangkok, okay? Two souls living in two very, very far apart cities. Two cities so far removed. They're joined how? Through video conferencing with ICU 2. You're face-to-face from any place. ICU, the number 2.com. Frank, come on. ICU 2. I actually had bumper music for that I was going to play. But I'm not going
to. Are we done with this commercial?
It's over with.
Because...
although it'll never be over in my heart.
Speaking of Bangkok,
yes,
there's a joke where you ask somebody what the capital of Thailand is, they say Bangkok, and as you're doing that, you punch their balls.
Yeah, and there's also these new pants that look like tiger stripes, except the tiger stripes are the color of your favorite football team. They're called Zubas, and they're from 1992. Come on, Frank. Jesus. It's not new. Just because it's 10 years above where your mind currently is, it's not new. Or did you even bill that as a new joke, or did I just decide to criticize you for being old? I don't even know anymore.
I don't even know.
I don't even know. Well, so you had a bad week. It couldn't have gotten any worse, you know?
Oh, it got worse.
It got worse.
Yeah.
Well, I think it kind of did, right? You had to mow the lawn. I mean, I did too. It was a big pain in the ass. How long has it been since you cut the grass?
It was a 2 week ago that I had done it, and I decided to do it over the weekend.
Must have been pretty tall. Must have been pretty tall there, Frankie. Tall. Oh, so what's the big fucking deal?
We used to have landscapers doing the lawn, but I fired them all because they kept on leaving the gate open, and my dogs were running it. Oh, now my
don't have to worry about that anymore, Frankie. You better get him back. Tear the gate down.
So, and we'll also save some money.
You're going to save a little money. You got yourself a lawnmower. You decided to do it yourself.
It's a Toro.
Little DIY.
It's a self-propelled front-wheel drive Toro with the back wheel bigger than the front wheel. For bumpy terrain.
So uncommon in push mowers. So uncommon. So you mow the lawn. That's how your week got worse.
Well, as I was mowing the lawn, I saw a red cord, or as what I thought was an extension cord.
Oh, like one of those old heavy duty.
Yeah, the orange ones the most popular orange colored ones. Buried
the most popular.
Buried, you know, visible from underneath the ground.
Okay.
And I said to myself, what could this be? I thought it was an old extension cord that
So like, you know, when people run wires for the lights out in front of a house, they'll bury the cord. And so you're saying like the previous owners used a fucking extension cord?
I thought maybe they had an extension cord and it eventually got overgrown and buried underneath the earth, because I had never seen it before. All of a sudden I see this orange thing underneath the ground. So I said to myself, well, I don't want this extension cord here. So I started pulling it and yanking it under the ground.
So here you are. You're taking control of your yard. You see something out of line. You make an executive decision. You're going to make it right.
Right.
You pulled it out of the ground.
I pulled it out. I start ripping up the earth.
Yep.
Snaps off.
Broke it.
Next thing I know, Donna's calling out to me. Our cable just went off.
And what did you feel at that moment?
My whole body just shut down.
Yeah.
What I had done was I had ripped the cable that connects the TV, the internet, and the telephone lines.
What you might not know is that Frank lives in a very affluent, upscale neighborhood. They do not have telephone poles. The wire that connects his house to pretty much the world, right, Frank? I mean, it's phone, internet, everything, is buried underground and connects to a little box. Right at the front of the goddamn yard.
I'm surprised that you actually noticed that I have no telephone poles in my neighborhood.
I always notice.
I apologize. How would you have even thought to even notice that?
I've seen it many times from the backyard.
I see.
I was in my black clothing. I had a suction cup and a razor and a fucking diamond. I was gonna scale the side of your house and cut my way through a skylight. Dodge your laser alarm system and steal the Hope Diamond.
Right. So, are you continuing with the story, or?
Well, I mean, I already got away with the diamond.
So I pretty much disrupted my entire house, and I just shut down and had a meltdown.
So this is phone, TV, internet. This is everything.
Comcast has something called Triple Play.
Yeah. So does every other goddamn provider. So now you just shut it down. So your wife was doing something. Your kids are probably doing something. They're all looking at you saying, what the fuck? Frank?
And I thought I had just destroyed the whole fucking world. Because when I don't have internet, I don't have a livelihood.
You don't have a job.
And I don't have a job.
And you also have paralyzing fear.
Oh, like you can't believe.
And I would imagine. See, if I were Donna, because let me ask you this, Frank. When you heard that there was no internet access, and then you went and verified, right? You followed the wire back and saw it was cut, and then did you go to the computer and just try it just to see if it worked?
I just looked and I knew it was. I saw that there was no access, and I just fucking my whole body just became a heat wave.
So kind of like pinching Sophie, you went and hit refresh on the browser just at the off chance that maybe a web page would load,
right?
And nothing happened. So at that point, how did you address your family from then on?
Well, I couldn't even function. I shut down. My whole body shut down. I couldn't function. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything. So I had my wife had to call up Comcast, tell them the situation, and beg somebody to get here as soon as possible to rectify the matter.
Was it calm between you and your wife?
Oh no. It was I was a raging lunatic. I was having a meltdown. I was having a panic attack. It's when I don't have internet. Let me tell you something.
Keith Fu just typed, it was very traumatic for you having to cremate your router. So you're basically a lunatic.
I call him Keith F.U.
We know why. You two don't get along. Maybe you'll have to have a heart-to-heart conversation on the show next week.
This isn't
the first time this happens to you. You lose internet maybe every 6 months.
Right, but this is where I know it was.
There's no getting it back. You think it's gone forever.
You can't call somebody up in Bangladesh or whatever and get it back to you and refresh it. This thing, there's gonna. And I thought I said to myself, there's no way they're gonna fix this in a day. There's no way they're gonna. This is gonna take a couple of weeks to fix this because this thing is buried in the ground. They gotta dig trenches. There's no way they're gonna fix this. No way.
Trenches plural, like they're fighting the Nazis.
And I thought that I had done something that nobody else had done, and I was sick to my stomach, and I was banging myself, and I actually
Were you giving yourself a good one?
No. I took a knife and. I was thinking about slicing my forehead open.
What? Wait, you took a knife and you were looking at it and contemplating slicing yourself?
Yes.
Have you ever cut yourself in the past?
No, but I have I had a compulsion just to cut myself.
Why the forehead? Why not like the arm? Like any little girl that gets upset with the fact that the fucking quarterback doesn't want a fucking free blowjob cuts herself on like the arm or something. Like they do it like real nice so they can see it. You're actually cutting your fucking forehead? You wanted to cut your forehead.
I was so angry at myself. I wanted to punish myself. And I want to just take the knife and just slice the side of my head and bleed a little bit.
Do you think that would have made you feel better?
I wanted to punish myself.
Yeah, but then you'd want to punish yourself for doing that. You probably wouldn't like being sliced on about the head. And then you'd realize I have to do something else. You'd probably take a hammer and smash yourself in the eyes. So does Donna even try to console you when this shit happens? Because it's pretty regular.
I think she's at her wit's end. I got to be honest with you.
What did she do? Like she told you this. She knew it was going to happen. You flipped out.
She just tells me I got to calm down. I got to control myself.
Did she give you?
I can't be acting this way.
Did she give you a mantra? Anything to repeat?
But
it's only food, Frank. It's only food, Frank. It's only food, Frank.
You have to describe to the people what it means for me not to have internet access.
Well, what you don't know.
Please.
So you listen to this podcast. Maybe you're listening live. Maybe you're listening right now in your workplace, your desk, where you have your computer and your calendar and your stapler and your mug that's going to get refilled in 15 seconds as you make a shitty joke to 7 people and then stop at the bathroom to take a shit or a piss. You go back to your desk. You hit shake the little mouse a bit. Work comes right back. Well, how your life differs with Frank. Frank ambles down the stairs. Crawls into his hovel of a basement office and shakes his mouse and hopes that he is connected to his workplace, which is the internet. Frank works on the internet. If he doesn't have an internet connection, he cannot work. If he cannot work, he cannot pay the bills. If he cannot pay the bills, he has failed as a provider, as a breadwinner, and as a champion for his family. So now it all falls down on that hairy back. So what can you say to this man for being so worried? He should be worried. He is a provider. Thank you. Thank you. That was off the dome. Frank, yeah, I don't know. There's many easy solutions for this. Like, you have to believe that you shouldn't have your business tied to a single point of failure.
I have 2 computers.
You have 1 wire going into your house. That's a single point of failure. You broke it yourself. Like, what if an animal chews through the wire? What if something falls, like a tree breaks falls through the spot in the ground where it's buried, and the wire gets fucking fractured. What happens then? What do you do then? We've told you, get a goddamn laptop, set yourself up exactly as you need, as you are set up on your desktop, and make it so that all you need is an internet connection, and then you can take your entire fucking setup with you to a place that has an internet connection. Frank, did I or did I not graciously offer you my internet, my computer?
Yes.
And my
office. He actually did. He says you can use my internet. I says I appreciate.
I called you because I was concerned that you were upset about your dog, and you answered the phone. You said, "Ken, I did something bad. I did something real bad." And I'm thinking, here's the image in my head: Frank, with his head in his knees and his hands, just shaking his head back and forth and rocking, with a bloody knife on the tiles in his kitchen, and a hollowed out child. That's what I'm picturing. I did something real bad. That's what they say in movies where someone just fucking flips out and goes blank and disembowels a loved one. I accidentally cut the internet wire. You don't understand, Ken. You don't understand. Frank, they'll splice it. No, what you did, you know, I cut right through it. There's two ends. Where there was one, there is now two. Like, no, I get it. They will splice it. No, you don't get it. You don't understand. You don't know what this means. It's my livelihood. This is my livelihood. This is my house. I'm going to lose my house. I'm going to lose my job. You're a real treat. Like, I can hang up on you. Donna can't really hang up on you. She has to leave. Once again, proves that Donna is a saint. Would you not admit that she is a saint?
She is a saint. I do put her through a lot, and I appreciate it. Mm.
So now what happened? Obviously, this took place when? Saturday? Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay. So Sunday it happened. I'm guessing that you were... When did they say they would fix it?
Well, they were there the next day. They fixed it.
Yes, so they came over the next day. They what'd they do? Patch it up?
I wasn't even paying attention.
For someone who's so fucking nervous, you didn't even give half of a shit.
No. I know what they did. They gave me a whole new wire.
And they buried it.
It's all done good.
Mm-hmm. In a couple hours. Done. So, at least now, next time you pull it out of the earth and break it, you'll know that you'll only be out for about a half day. And Donna might leave you. So, why don't you just try and be nice? Just try to be nice. Frank,
I'm starving.
What are you going to have?
I don't know, but I got to eat something. So I'm starving.
Well, you know what we could do, Frank? We could defer to our experts and maybe get some ideas for what you should have after the show.
Who's the expert?
Our buddies at a certain restaurant. They know food. Let's see what we got. I'm going to ask.
Alright.
You got... Oh, wow, busy. Get the fuck out of here. Busy. Probably have it off the hook. They know about this time every Tuesday they get a fucking unwanted call. I actually had something I wanted to ask you about, Frank. I'm a frequent shitter, as you well know. And recently at work, I had to take a shit, and we have two stalls, and I noticed that I was hearing whisper reading coming out of the other stall. So I'm sitting in a stall, and the next stall over, someone's, sure, the figures and the design team, whisper reading coming from the stall, and I look down, and I see a half a page. And like a half a manila folder sticking out from under the divider into my stall. Someone is just reviewing a folder full of documents while taking a shit. Are you even listening to me?
Are these documents, does he have them like fanned out like all on the by his feet on the ground? Or
I could kind of, from what I could hear, there was something in his hands because it was crinkling. Like I would hear... you know, this ain't design. It's gotta be. Fuck. What the hell is this? I don't know what the fuck that is. And then they'd put something down. They'd slam something down. The manila folder was on the ground, on the floor of the men's room. and then the papers were kind of strewn about, and they had something in their hand.
And why does this bother you? What is bothering you about the situation?
It's, to me, it's kind of like you when you take a shit or you go to the bathroom, that's like your 2 minutes where you can just clear your mind. That's what it is to me. You eliminate waste and you can clear your mind. Like, how fucking over... is it overachieving or is it like how fucking into it are you that you need to be reviewing something at all goddamn times? And not only that, now you're taking it out. It's probably got some water markings on it because I haven't seen in my entire life a bathroom, essentially a public bathroom without a wet fucking floor around the toilet. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be some absorption. You know, it's going to be put down on the guy's desk.
Do you know
desk.
Who the guy was who was in there with you? Did you find out who he was?
No, because I went in, they were there, and I left, they were still in there.
He was in there, you mean?
They. It could be, you know what? I don't know. All I heard was whisper reading. I have no idea if that was a woman that was just trying to escape or it was a man who was actually legitimately shit reading. And at least shit read something fun. I don't know. Bring a fucking Maxim in there. Look at your phone.
Listen, this is the guy. How the guy wants to vent. It's fine. My curiosity is more in the sense that, you know, this is your new job that you took. Is this? Would you still consider call it a new job? At what point is it not no longer a new job? I don't know.
I mean, it still feels pretty new. Okay. I don't know. I would say after 3 months, and it's almost 3 months now.
I'd say. Do you still feel like the new guy there?
Oh yeah, because there haven't been any other new people. I think you're still going to feel like the new guy until. A newer person has been added to the staff.
And you feel just as comfortable in this bathroom as you did in your other bathroom?
I'm easing into it. I mean, I felt extremely comfortable at the other work bathroom because I'd been using it for several years.
Okay. Is there one office whose bathroom is cleaner than the other office? Is this office dirtier or cleaner?
I would say you can flip a coin. Fairly, pretty much the same, which is amazing because there's about 10 times as many people at the new place.
Okay.
So there's a lot more use in this place and about the same amount of mess.
Right.
Yeah, you have to remember someone did shit in our urinal at the other place. We had various delivery men who would use our bathroom as well.
Wait. They stuck their butthole to the urinal and shit in it?
Yeah, like the guy went in, the guy left. I go in there and there's shit in the urinal. And I reported it because you can't flush that in a fucking urinal.
What do you mean you reported it?
I said, "Hey, someone shit in our urinal," and then they forever thought I did it.
Oh shit.
So I was trying to be like a good person and not just leave it there to be found. Like if you puke on a friend's couch when you're like in high school, you're not supposed to be drinking or whatever, and you puke and you wake up and you see puke, you're not supposed to just leave it there for them to find. You're supposed to like, "Hey, I fucked up. I puked on your couch. I want to clean it. Give me some cleaner or whatever." And you know, you try and make it good. I didn't even do this. And I was trying to say like, "Hey, someone shit in the urinal. What do we do?"
But how is that even – I mean, because when you usually defecate, like a man at least, you will pee at the same time. So what wasn't he pee – and wasn't he afraid somebody would come in and didn't he pee all over the floor?
You're trying to project any degree of shame on a man who would just shit into a urinal? Do you think he was really afraid if piss went on the floor? And well, also –
wasn't he afraid
also,
if somebody caught him doing it?
Also, I don't think it's necessarily required that you piss if you shit.
Oh, it's a given. It's sort of like
not
being able to close your eyes when you sneeze. I think it's sort of like trying to keep your eyes open when you sneeze.
No, I don't think that's the case. I really don't think that's the case. I think it's I think I have shit without pissing. I think I have done that.
I disagree.
Well, I don't know. Why don't you take a piss and hold your shit?
Would you say that 9 times out of 10 that you pee at the same time?
Yeah, you probably do. I mean, I would say it's possible, but yeah, most times you do. So maybe the guy pissed. Hey, what if he pissed and then decided, you know what, I'm not going in that fucking stall, and then just turned around and fucking belted it in there. You got to figure these UPS or delivery people, whatever, you know, they don't really have a bathroom on board. The guy misjudged it. Like, he started using the urinal. He didn't want to extend his trip anymore, maybe. You know, maybe he just anticipated having to piss, but then the feeling of shitting overwhelmed him, and he had to do it. And he didn't want to make the extra few steps over to the toilet to do it, so probably shat right on the urinal cake. I just know I didn't clean it. The cleaners came by and took care of it. They had some, like, heavy-duty gloves, like when you try to remove a hook from a catfish. So you don't fucking get a barb through the wrist. I don't know, Frank. No, but it seems that we're having some difficulties. You know?
Phone ways, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll try a different... I'm going to call our alternative expert here. You know, it's... It's a very important... Would you not say it's an important question?
Absolutely.
Well, let's get on this, goddammit. Let's see. What do you want to eat? You don't have any idea. We got to find out. I don't have all day either, you know? Show's running out of time.
Steam
time. Interest from fans. Running out of everything. You know what? This isn't going to fucking go well. They're not picking up. No one's picking up. No one gives a shit. You know what you should eat? Your own ass. You should eat something fresh out of your own ass on a fucking bed of coleslaw.
Mm.
Do you like coleslaw?
I'm not ashamed to admit that I like coleslaw.
Why would anybody be ashamed?
Because... I don't know. It's one of those... I don't know. There's certain foods that you're embarrassed to admit you like.
Name one.
Well, as a kid, you're embarrassed to admit that you like vegetables. Weren't you the same way when you were a kid?
I didn't get that because I always liked vegetables.
So you were never not embarrassed to eat vegetables? You would eat vegetables in front of kids when you were younger.
It's a tricky question because the only vegetables you could eat in front of kids were the shitty lunch vegetables, which weren't even really vegetables. They were just frozen shit. Cut into goddamn cubes, served in a styrofoam cup.
It was not cool to like vegetables as a kid, and so even though I would love vegetables, I would not eat them because for the sake of being made fun of.
You anything to just not get made fun of? Have you ever disposed of like an outfit because someone made fun of you for wearing it?
No. It wasn't like anything like that. It was just whoever ate vegetables, regardless of who ate.
What I'm saying is, have you ever worn something and got made fun of for it in school, and then you just said, "I'm never wearing it again"?
No, not at all. No.
Interesting. Give me an embarrassing story. I want to hear a random embarrassing story because I have one for you.
From school?
Yeah, from school. Any level of school, college, high school, grade school, whatever.
I think maybe I really never had embarrassed. I never threw up in school or anything. I did in kindergarten. I did pee my pants in school. And that was probably the most embarrassing thing was in kindergarten. And nothing other than that, really. I mean, you know. What about you?
In college, the first week of classes, there was a girl that I thought was pretty swell. And I had some conversation with her. I think I made a decent impression. And as it turned out, walked out of the classroom together. She said goodbye. And I said, "Well, I'll see you." But it ended up that our paths were following the same place. So I was trying to keep up, but not keep up too closely. You know what I mean? Like maybe if there was a hesitation by her, we would talk again. Something like that.
Right.
But that point of her hesitating and me waiting to start the conversation again happened as she was going into the bathroom. So now it looked as though I was following her to the fucking goddamn shitter.
That was the last time you ever spoke
to her. That was the last time I ever spoke to her. She literally looked at me like, "Oh my God, he's following me to the fucking bathroom. I have to shit."
Do you remember this girl's first name?
I don't even think I ever got her name. And this was literally the first week and maybe the first class. So adjusting to new surroundings.
And this is before you met your current...
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Years before. And it was very fucking awkward. Kind of like that nervous laugh. Like, I think the last... Like, she probably suspected I was there. Because, like, you know when you say, okay, well, I'll see you later, and you both walk in the same direction? It's pretty fucking awkward. So you either try to walk faster than the other person to not speak to them again, or you fake a conversation and then just go somewhere else. I think she may have either really had to shit or just went into the bathroom so that I would pass. And, yeah, it was really fucking awkward. It was really awkward. She gave me the, oh, you're, like, really trying to fucking follow me. And I wasn't. I was just going to my next fucking class. It just happened that that was the way she was going. Embarrassment.
I hear you.
I think that we should end the show with embarrassment
I
every
hear you,
week.
Sister.
Sister?
Well, I know what you're saying. I think what yeah. I
heard you met a couple celebrities there, didn't you?
You know,
you didn't meet a couple of celebrities.
Whatever, man. I have no comment about that. That will not be discussed.
All right. Well, you know, it's it hasn't been exactly sunny, Frank. It hasn't been sunny at all. Maybe one day Frank will tell of the time that he got to meet these fabulous artists. We sit next to a bald motherfucker eating too much salad. Anyway.
Eating too much what?
Salad. You eating too much motherfucking salad. You gotta save some of that shit for us. Anyway, let's wrap this shit up. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I really appreciate it. By the way, guess who's unbanned on Chat Roulette? You have guessed it. I put in the fucking legwork. I'm unbanned. And the live listeners will be treated, hopefully, to me and making fun of people on Chat Roulette. Every Tuesday night, HeroesTalk.com, DJNewStyleShow.com, okay? Subscribe, tell your friends, pass it on, and become a fan on Facebook, Facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Thank you for tuning in. Just tell people about it if you like it, and tell me if you don't. And then eat my shit. Frank, do you have anything you'd like to add?
If I wanted to say something, I would have already said it.
Appreciate that.